Hello, Encyclopedia. I'm the Unidiot. And this is a main space narration. Your mother's bridge partner's son is constantly talking about how easy it is to use eBay for Evo. Seriously, he just won't stop. It gets to the point that, although this corn-fed idiot is just that, a corn-fed idiot, you're starting to contemplate an eBay store of your own. You excuse yourself from brunch and hop on your PC. Now your store is created. You've listed a few items. You have colorful flashing GIF images to grab people's attention. Yet despite all this, you still haven't got a penny to show for 2 hours of effort you've put into your store's creation. Why won't they buy, you scream in agony. Your so-called Abe Lincoln hat, your baseball card signed by the late Babe Ruth, the prison clothes you purchased that were once worn by Paris Hilton, the used toilet paper with a smear on it that resembles the Virgin Mary. Who wouldn't want to get in on all this action? You get mad, kick your computer, and go to watch The View. Your plans for online fame and fortune have failed, but this didn't have to happen. Did you know that every buyer on eBay is an idiot? It's true. With this guide, you'll learn how to harness the power of the internet and unlock the secrets of deceiving people on eBay. Some of these vital necessities you'll need will be a brain, and it's preferable if the brain is inside your skull unless you're planning on putting the brain up for bid. You're going to need 2 or more email addresses to remain stealthy, inflate bid prices, and move with the anonymous grace of a seasoned ninjutsu warrior. And it's going to be helpful if you have a C+ or higher. Remember, you're just trying to deceive people on the internet, not become the president of the United States. This is a tough job that requires sharp wit, intellect, and a computer. And if the one you kicked still works, great. If not, be wise to purchase a new one. And you're going to need some sort of product, even if it's dust. Now, we're going to take a look at the sell money principle. Take a look at the good old-fashioned American dollar bill. Common enough, right? Wrong! What would you say if you were trying to sell this bill to an unsuspecting moron? Would you use adjectives, power verbs, charming antidotes? Yes. Employing all these concepts have the power to make even an ordinary $1 bill seem like a must-have for any sensible household. Here are a few hot features of this highlighted item. George Washington's portrait, stunningly emblazoned in a tastefully designed centerpiece, the focal point of this beautiful item. The Department of the Treasury seal. Dignified and official, the Department of the Treasury seal has stood for justice, honor, and treasury for nearly 300 years. Now, along with the bold image of our nation's first president, this seal can also be yours. Lots of numbers. You know you love them. Hell, we all do. And even though they have little significance to us, the dollar bill would be incomplete without a bunch of 7s, 4s, 3s, and 8s. Would we sell you an incomplete dollar bill? Of course not. You only get the highest quality dollar bill in this online swindle. And that has that Illuminati pyramid thing, a Masonic sign of our nation's secret controlling body, a cute design to complement the uncomfortable-looking eagle in our nation's seal. That's the beauty, friend. It's whatever you want to be. We cater to you. And we're going to go over the man behind the curtain principle. One of the great elements of eBay's complicated auction pages is that dense online purchasers have no idea how to comprehend the information they convey. As such, you have a great deal of room to omit information, advertise half-truths, and generally finagle your way into the wallets of potential buyers. For instance, you can sell the aforementioned dollar bill for $1, but charge $500 for shipping. Remember, buyers are complete numbskulls. They won't know where to look for the price of shipping, and will believe that they're getting a seemingly valuable dollar bill at a steal. By the time they realize that credit card has been charged for $501 for a $1 purchase, you'll be rolling in that proverbial fat cash. Another great element of trickery is fine print. For example, the beauty of simplicity. No matter what your current bid price is, it can always be higher. This is where your second email address becomes necessary. When a person bids on your item, a good swindler will immediately enter a slightly higher bid from the ghost account. This will frustrate and invigorate the real buyer, and they'll say things like, "Hey asshole, I want that polka dot bow tie," or, "No matter how much you bid, I'm going to bid a quarter higher, you prick." This is an impulsive passing you're looking for. You want to get people excited about the things they'd otherwise consider junk. The anonymous antagonizing of a shill bidder will often lead to prices double or triple the original listing price, which, if you're using the right items, can be up to 10 times its actual worth. Take the money and run. Do not get too greedy with your eBay store. Sooner or later, people are going to realize that your items are a bunch of garbage. It's an economic inevitability. Anticipating this eventual demise is the key to maintaining a successful store and avoiding any unwanted online fraud investigations. This preparation can be achieved by simply deleting your accounts and severing ties from eBay once you've collected all of your ill-begotten money. At this point, you're home free. Enjoy your earnings somewhere special, like Tahiti or Santa Fe. After a few months of lying low, prepare new aliases and find a new bevy of junk to hawk up to unsuspecting bunkheads. You're ready to begin anew. I'm the Idiot, and this has been a Main Space Narration.